Well, I hope you guys feel the same way I do. I mean, excited about this opportunity to face the Chicago Bears at Mall of America Field. For our football team, it's obviously it's a huge football game. And, you know, we played pretty well at home this season. So for that reason alone, I think our players are excited about playing in front of our fans against an NFC North rival, a team that is ahead of us right now in the standings, a game that has tremendous significance if we have any chance of extending our football season. So we know what's at stake. We're all excited about the opportunity. We know we need to have a good work day today and throughout this week in order for us to have success. And we learned a lot from that first ball game. We understand that the turnovers are critical, being able to control that and not turn the football over. We've seen that time and time again for us this season when we've fallen short is usually because of the fact that we finished minors in the turnovers. The other part of it is, you know, we know we got to be better on third down, so we're going to work on that, both on offense and defense, doing the things we got to do there to improve. But there are a number of things we need to do better than we did the first time we played them, and we're going to work on that throughout this week, and hopefully we'll get the results we want. Injury-wise, Jared is going to try to do a little bit today. He'll probably be limited. Probably won't have Percy out here today. Can't go into a whole lot of detail about his injury. I know there are a lot of reports out there about the extent of it, but he's done pretty much the things that the trainers have asked him to do, and but he won't be practicing today. Everybody else should be available, and the next step for us is just working as hard as we can to improve.
Listen, coming into this game, do you preach to these guys about sort of proving something in this game? It's obviously big within the context of trying to make a postseason run, but just there's a lot of people writing you off at this point.
I don't know if is the word proven. I didn't use that when I talked with them. I just talked to them about the fact that we're playing at home in front of our fans and the importance of winning games at home. And now, of course, the fact that this is an NFC North opponent, that brings extra significance in that regard. But that was the message, you know, playing at home, NFC North opponent, got to find a way to get a win.
Are there any other issues with Percy besides the injury?
You know, Dave, it's, you know, I know that he wants to win like we do, and I'm sure he's going to do everything he can to do what he has to do to help our football team, and, you know, we'll see where it goes.
Is there any fear that his season's finished at this point? Or?
It's hard to say, Dan. It's hard to say.
Leslie, do you think Jared will play Sunday?
I do, Charlie. His injury is not to the extent that it would keep him out of the ball game. We just got to be smart in how we utilize him in practice this week, but he should be fine on Sunday.
Lovey said he was upset about his hit and so on, and you wouldn't expect any retribution from the Bears in that game? I know not overly, but...
No, you know, we have a lot of respect for Lovey and his staff and their football team, and he's a class guy. I mean, we don't expect anything of that sort.
So, Leslie, you're basically saying that Harvin probably will not play this week. Is that correct?
It's hard to say today, but I'll probably give you a better answer tomorrow when we talk.
Has anything changed since last week?
Not a whole lot.
Same situation, you're just trying to get him back out there? Or what?
Pretty much. I mean, that there are some things... You know, just got to see what's going to happen with him.
First meeting with Chicago, Marshall showed the ability to make a contested catch. Obviously, a handful of his catches came with very good coverage. What's the value to an offense and the deflation to a defense in those situations?
Oh, it can be frustrating when you have guys draped over him like we did, but we just couldn't figure out a way to get the ball out, knowing that they were going to force it into his hands. But you got to keep playing. You got to keep fighting and believe that at some point you're going to knock one of those balls down. And that'll be the case this week. You know, we're going to try to get guys around him. We got to find a way to knock the ball out of his hands or create an incompletion. But it's part of what we do. You got to bounce back, you know, go on to the next play.
What sort of discussions have you had with Christian over the past few days here and just making sure that his mind's right going into this game?
Tom just tried to encourage him, just remind him of some of the things he did very well when we were having success across the board as an offense, and letting him know that we have confidence that he can get back to getting that done, and no greater time than right now. And the way to get that done is to have great practices this week, go out and play well on Sunday like we know he can, and we all expect him to.
I know he's got a lot of opponent film to go through, but do you have him just say, go watch that 49ers game again and remind yourself what you did?
No, I haven't told him that. I mean, he's done some good things besides the 49ers game, and, you know, he'll be ready to go on Sunday. He'll be ready.
He's about Christian's play heading into the Detroit home game, the last game that you won. He had a very successful opening series. Are there things that you're going to be trying to design to make sure he gets off to that start? Because it could be a hostile building in there.
Oh, we got some great fans, so I'm hoping they're – what I know they will. They'll be there to cheer us on. But we're always trying to come up with a way to get off to a fast start as a team and as an offense, and it won't be any different this week. You know, we're going to try to do some things to help Christian along with our offense get off to a good start. And part of – energizing our building is, you know, our football team getting off to a good start in general, and that keeps the fans involved throughout. So it's a goal of ours to get off to a good start, whether we start off with our defense or our offense. You know, we want to get off to a fast start.
Are there any unique challenges in preparing for a team that you faced just 2 weeks ago?
In some ways, you know, there are, Brian. You know, you're looking at some things that you did well and you didn't do, and then there's such a short window between the two games. You wonder how much either team can change, although you know there are going to be some different wrinkles here and there. But probably the biggest difference is, you know, where you are health-wise, because I don't think schematically things will change a whole lot. It's just a matter of improving on, you know, what you did from the first ball game, but probably where you are injury-wise.
If they don't have an Urlacher, how much does that really change their defense?
Well, he's an excellent player and has been a leader for their defense for a while, so we'll see what kind of effect it has. You would think it would have an effect for sure because of the impact he's had as a player. Unfortunate for him. You don't never see like to see a player get injured, but we'll see how it impacts their defense. They've got a lot of other good players on that defense, and I'm sure their backups are quality guys as well.
To make a switch at quarterback, hypothetically, is that a unilateral decision you can make, or is that an organizational decision?
Well, Brian, at the end of the day, when the heat of the moment, it comes back to me making that decision. It's something that, as an organization, you're always talking about every player on your roster. Rick and I do it every week. You know, we talk about our players, where they are, what they're doing, how they're performing. But when we're out there in the ball game, you know, I can't call up Rick or Z or Mark and say, hey, what do you think? You know, should this guy stay in or come out? Coach Frazier has to make that decision, so that's on me.
I mean, you have the flexibility to make an in-game quarterback change if needed.
That was one of the good things about when they hired me to be the head coach. They allowed me to make changes, similar to what I had to do a year ago in Detroit. I can make those changes during the course of a game without having to get that red phone and get a call in New York, so wherever.
How many starts or years will it take, do you think, before you'll know what you have in Christian long-term? When will he establish what he's going to be long-term?
At that position, Mark, it varies from guy to guy. There are some guys who will come in as rookie NFL quarterbacks and light it up and say 2 or 3 years later, they're not the same guy. There are some guys who start off slow, get a little bit better as they get more familiar with the NFL and the game slows down for them. So I think each guy is a little bit different. There are some who will start off well and just continue to get better along the way. In regards to Christian, we're still in that process where we see some things where he's definitely gotten better from a season ago. We saw it throughout the offseason. We've seen it during this season. There are still some areas where we know he has to improve. He knows he has to improve. And the clock is still ticking on his improvement and development. And that's part of evaluating the quarterback position, but we are not at a point where we want to throw in the towel on Christian Ponder. You know, he's going to get better, and he's going to play better this Sunday. I really believe that. And in turn, the rest of our team has to complement our quarterback. You know, there are some areas where we need to improve as a team, along with seeing improvement at the quarterback position. So as much as the spotlight is sometimes on Christian, I understand when I look at our team in totality, we've got to keep improving as a team and helping him, you know, putting some things around him as well. And but there's no question the quarterback position is one you're always evaluating and trying to see when will the light bulb come on to the point where, you know, you're moving in the direction you want to move in.
Has the struggle been physical or psychological?
You know, anytime you have ups and downs, and I don't pretend to be a guy who can be a psychologist by any means, but I do know this, that he's doing everything he can to prepare from a mental standpoint. Emotionally, I think he's engaged in what he has to do to go out and perform well on Sundays, and I think he's doing the right things to prepare to have success. Now it's a matter of when the game starts, you know, going out and executing the things that you do in practice and then doing them well.
Where have you seen the improvement in his game? You mentioned there's some things you think he's improved in and some where he has to still improve.
I think he does a better job at times with his decision-making, much better than his rookie season. He does a better job on movement passes than he did his rookie season. The thing that Christian has to continue to work on, Tim, is the consistency, being consistently good. You know, when you can see him throw a dagger route right on time to a Devin Aroshmadu in a critical situation early in the season, you like to just see that consistently build as the year goes on. And that's what we've got to continue to work on with him, whether it be footwork, whether it be delivery, whether it be getting the football out on time, just the consistency at the position is a big deal. And consistently making good decisions with the football. So that's the area that we all want to see him improve in, and hopefully this will be a week where he takes that step, similar to what Charlie mentioned earlier about, I think it was Charlie O'Brien, about the Detroit week when he bounced back after a tough outing in Seattle.
Time for two more.
Since April, in your ongoing assessments of Webb behind Christian, what are his biggest weaknesses right now that makes that such a clear-cut pecking order?
You know, Joe is a guy we have a lot of confidence in, Dan. He's done a good job for us. Christian beat him out in training camp, did a good job in the OTAs, and things he did in training camp let us know that he was the guy that needed to be the starting quarterback. Nothing against what Joe's done. I mean, Joe has worked hard. He's done a good job. We have confidence that something were to happen to Christian, Joe would go in and do a good job. So I don't know if there's any one thing other than the fact that Christian performed better in our OTAs and our mini camps. To us, it was clear cut that he was our starting quarterback. And we still believe that Christian will continue to get better. Now, this is a big game, a crucial game for our football team. So you like to see how he's going to handle this. You like to see how our team handles it as well at home. So that's just part of the process.
How much of an onus is on the D-line this week? A lot of offsides penalties the other day. Didn't get much of a pass rush on Cutler 2 weeks ago. To make sure they redeem themselves on this one.
Yeah, our D-line, along with our defense, will have to play well. I mean, they're doing some things better on offense. I mean, they gave up the one sack a week ago to Seattle and won against us. So they've changed their philosophy offensively to cut down on the sacks. They realized what their problems were, and they've made a smart move. So we've got to offset that with some of the things we're going to try to do. But it's not just our D-line. We got to do some things to get him to hold the football a little bit. And we're going to try to counter that strategy. We may not get the sacks because of what they're doing now with the short passing game, but we got to hit that quarterback. We got to find a way to hit him and make him aware that our defense is on the field. So we may not get the sack numbers, but we got to find a way to hit him.